This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Hey, Val. Can you read this, but sing it? And instead of singing it like any other song, can you sing it like the Canadian national anthem?
I don't know if my brain can process it after all the studying and I've done today.
Just try. Do it for Dutch Ruppersberger, our representative in the House of Representatives.
I could go for burger cookies right now.
Yes, do it for Dutch Ruppers cookie.
Ani kore da yo ne watashi ni ai no melody ma kokoro no naka de ubiteru ani kimi wa nan demo omu omitoshi tsutae kai no watashi no kibochi warate mo naite mo kimi to
Everybody should keep it up this long.
Yes.
How far are you?
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become a parent?
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Sitzipus Krakendish Shagmeyer.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fanfiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fanfiction.
Well, they have like 100 questions that I have to remember. If you're 65 or older, or you lived there for 20 years, you only get to remember 20 questions.
Oh, we're talking about the citizenship test you're going to be taking on Friday?
Yeah, and I was saying how, thanks to this show, and in good part, David, there are many questions where I remember...
David's wiki reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, also the mnemonic devices. For example, who is the governor of Maryland? It's obviously Hulk Hogan's brother, Larry Hogan.
Dumb fuck bastard, Larry Hogan.
It was like, name one important thing Abraham Lincoln did besides chuck somebody into the moon.
Get shot.
Yeah, it was pretty important when he got shot.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not one of the answers.
Darn.
Name one American war in the 1800s, and I told Val to say the War of Northern Aggression.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll accept that. That's not the claim.
No, they only list Civil War as the valid term for it.
Yeah.
Which president it was during the Great Depression.
Oh, yeah, I said just say Robot Roosevelt. You have the robot, not the teddy bear. Because there's only two of those.
Your wife's going to fail this thing because of you. You know that, right?
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O, and joining me tonight are Valerie, Logan, and Sean. David is very busy rewiring the entire network system of the whole state of Florida, including all 20,000 square miles of swampland.
I thought it was just the city he lived.
That might be the case. I just like to imagine him trying to network an alligator's butt.
Florida is half swampland, so it's not entirely wrong.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. Instead of north, south, east, and west, you've got swamp, meth, old people, and Miami. That's it.
Pretty sure Miami is meth and old people.
Yeah.
So David will not be here tonight, but our guests will be here in about an hour. And until then, we...
Butter.
Did I say butter?
Butter.
Butter guest.
Butter.
But our guest. I didn't say butter, okay? And I'm not going to have you say the word butter repeatedly
butter,
tonight. That's not...
Butter. 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 Butter.
Just like butter. You said United States earlier.
Oh, yeah. The United States of America. The best disco competition in the 70s.
Yeah.
We're going to be finishing up The Dream Come True by me and Gara forever. So we're starting with you, Val, on page 8. Damn it, now Wolf said butter guests.
Resume here. Before one of us could answer her, the female Umen coughed violently. Oh yeah, I remember that fake.
Oh man.
No, Umen.
One of the nicknames for Abraham Lincoln sounds like it's either a sex position or a wrestling move. The Illinois Rail Splitter.
That is definitely a sex move.
Yeah, it sounds like wrestling move.
It's both.
And your name's on here too, Logan. The Ancient One.
Think I am, in fact, the opposite of all you ancient people on this call.
You'll outlive us, so you're an ancient one, but you're young right now.
Speaking in the future tense.
A future ancient one.
Baby Cthulhu.
Yeah, exactly.
She shifted. Lex got up and walked over to her, sitting next to her, and started petting her hair. Woof. I heard the young female breath. No, breathe.
Breath.
Breathe? Yeah, breath.
It's spelled the same.
More deeply now that she was finally asleep. I don't know why. Oh, it's in parentheses because they're going off. We must get both of them out of here. I don't think the young woman will make it here, Aja said. Or Ajax.
I'm sorry, I went down this rabbit hole. I just looked up a list of nicknames for presidents of the United States. John Adams was known as the Colossus of Independence or Old Sink or Swim.
Old Sink or Swim.
James Madison was known as Lil Jemmy.
Okay. I looked at him and nodded. Yes, we should get them out of here. But how can we? We don't have our equipment, I said. The door opened with a hiss. We looked to see a older female woman, her face a badly bruised. She punched in some numbers and our door opened. She went to the other and opened it as well. What are you doing? Lex asked.
Just reading about presidential nicknames like Martin Van Ruin or Old Tippy Canoe.
Old Tippy Canoe?
I love Old Tippy Canoe.
Yeah.
Why was he called Old Tippy Canoe?
It's because he was in the Battle of Tippy Canoe.
Oh.
Okay.
Hang on, I want to know where Tippy Canoe is.
Why? Do you want to knock it over again?
Why not?
It's in fucking Indiana.
Not surprising. You need to get out of here. I fear that they will kill her, she said, looking around at the doors fearfully. Kill her? What do you mean? Lex asked. The older female Uman's eyes settled on Lex's and said, they are trying to figure out where she came from. They know what she is. They know that she is, in fact, a human, but they don't care. Okay, that doesn't make sense. Whatever. You need to get out of here. Lex nodded and stood up, pulling up the woman up onto her back. Lex looked at the helped and asked, why are you helping us?
Because you say woman very funny.
I don't like seeing sweet young girls such as yourselves being killed for no reason. Now go! Before they find out, she said, pushing. Pushing? Yes.
Pushing.
Yes, pushing. Just push. Pout a little bit.
Pushing Lex out.
Val, don't start pushing the baby out. It's way too early.
Yeah, it's way too early. He's not gonna let me anyway.
He's too busy having a fucking Neil Peart drum practice in your stomach.
Yeah. It's not my stomach, by the way. It's in my uterus, which is under the stomach.
Really? I could have sworn that's where the whole premise of Fruit Ninja came from. It's somebody put a GoPro on a fetus's head and just videotaped the baby in somebody's stomach, chopping the fruit as it came down.
No, there's a diaphragm in between the two.
You're dumb.
I like Logan's answer. I know what you were getting at, Val, but Logan is very succinct about it.
Just go down the corridor until you see a room on your right. That's where you'll find their things. With that said, she disappeared, poof, through the other door. I looked at Lex and she looked at me. Nikki's POV! I felt someone moving me. I opened my eyes to see everything clear.
The rain is gone!
I blinked.
The rain is back!
Yeah. They were about to leave when I said, put me down. They all looked at me.
Put me down! Put me down!
Yes, guys, seriously, put me down. I did not sign a waiver. Don't do the Jewish chair thing to me. This is dangerous.
Are you sure? Lex asked. I nodded and she put me down. I stretched, ignoring the stinging of the stitkth.
The what?
Or stithkth. And popped, I almost saw pooped, my knuckles.
That's gross. You should wipe with paper and not the back of your hand.
No, it's popped.
Time for payback, I hissed. Before they could say a word, I walked casually out the door. I kept it walking, and I could hear them following me. A scientist came out from a room to the right.
I don't like this Half-Life mod. It's boring.
Yeah. He looked up, startled. I recognized, his face. I growled,
woof,
and took off like a bullet.
Woof.
I tackled the guy to the ground and began pounding my fist into his face.
The referee is unconscious right now. We can't call for a timeout in the match.
Die, Esther, die! I said evilly. With a final punch, I got off of him and whipped my hand off on his lap coat. Who has just a lap coat?
A flasher.
Yeah. I turned and walked into the room. I could feel their eyes burning into my back. Whoosh.
Sauron, no.
I turned a little irritated and asked, what? That was amazing, Nikki. Lex blurted out. I blinked with confusion.
Well, now I'm just imagining Nikki as Nikki Cross from the WWE.
Good. Okay.
All right, next is me. The guys got dressed in their armor.
No.
What?
It's not armor.
It's not armor.
No, it's armor.
No.
No.
Give me the whole pirate version.
Yeah.
Oh, can I do something a little different?
Like what?
The guys got dressed in their armor.
There you go.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. They put on their masks, which I frowned at like that.
What? Frowned at like that?
Yeah, frowned at like that. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, but that's way too many words.
Yeah, it makes sense in my head. No, it doesn't. Ow. It's part of that small mental barrier that I've developed. It's like a bit of a brain callus where unless I think about it, it doesn't not make sense sometimes.
You're just describing a brain tumor.
Well, shit.
GG.
I like their masks and all, but I like their faces better. Lex grabbed her weapon and I had nothing. Oh, wait. I have my fists. Logan, it's you. I looked around and found a toolbox. I opened it and took a few tools. They all gave me a confused look. What? You guys have cool weapons and I've got nothing. Gotta defend myself somehow, I said. You are weird, Aja said. I stared at him. My jaw dropped.
You can speak English now!
Aja dropped.
I exclaimed. Yes, I can. It's how I'm going to pass my citizenship test in 2 days.
Woo!
We have our helmets on, and that activated our communication towards humans, he said. Ah!
It's not communication.
Oh, sorry. Communication. That better?
Yeah.
No. I don't take yeah for an answer, Sean. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Thank you. Ah, you can speak English, Scar?
Yar!
I asked, eyeing him. He nodded his head, but didn't say anything. I pouted. You suck, Scar.
Jeez.
That scar for you. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Now let's get moving, Lex said. I walked out of the door and walked the way we were going. That's a truism, yes. I turned the corner and I heard a click. Oh, shit, I mumbled. Guns were fired and I heard Lex cry out fearfully. I couldn't help but smirk. I thought of a song, and I quickly put my awesome dancing moves into overdrive.
Okay.
Disco fever.
I dodged all of the bullets and used the hammer I stole, smashing it into the guards' heads.
Damn.
Once they were dead, I yelled, "All clear!" Oh, wow, that paragraph sucked.
Yeah.
They all stared at me in wonder. What? I had lots of time to practice this thanks to my dad.
It's not practice.
Pratice. Pratice this thanks to my dad, I said happily before skipping towards the elevator.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you and I also do after we dance and smash a bunch of people's heads in with a hammer. We just sort of skip giddily and go la 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 la.
Yeah. Because of our dead dads, we have a lot of experience smashing people's heads in with hammers?
Correlation is not necessarily causation, but I'll let you make your own decision.
All right.
Anyways, still freaking out. Neko sighs. You need to calm down, Nikki. I haven't seen her this riled up since she saw that scary-ass nightmare. Neko, no kidding. Aja, will she be okay? Nikki, who knows? Lex, does she get to see her friends when she goes back to school? Neko, yeah, but she absolutely hates going to school.
That's not absolutely.
She...
Come on.
Absolutely.
What's the Pokemon doing in here?
No, the Absol's name was Leith.
Leather.
It's Leather.
It was Industrial Lathe Man.
Hates going to school. She has to deal with Astrids almost all day. Scar. You know, I'm just gonna give the fucking Predators the pirate voice like you requested, Logan.
Oh, perfect.
Why does she kill them? Nikki laughs. She would get her butt arrested and then she won't write this anymore. Ah. Neko. Anyway. Review. Chapter 3. Shit! Xenomorphs! Hey! Found the ship! Omgaihoff! To thank my first reviewer, who happens to be one of my bestie friends! Quartz, baby! I love you, girl!
I'm so glad the door is closed.
Lex, she sure got over everything quick. Logan, you're up.
Alright. Neko, I think she has ADD. That's my thing. Lex. Oh, Neko. But I'm not sure.
Stop talking about me!
Glares at them.
Anyway, review, please!
Puppy eyes.
Borf, borf.
I yawned as we rode down the elevator.
Over there yet?
I asked. No. Now shut up. Scar growled. My eyes went wide.
Oh my god! You can speak, yay!
I said happily.
Didn't you just say that?
Probably. She's ADD.
She get it from toilet seats. Use the protective sheets.
Aja asked, said something to Scar, and Scar replied, Man, I wish I could speak their language. It would be awesome! Lex placed a hand on my shoulder and said, You need to calm down. I looked at her, then pouted.
Steve-O.
Yes?
You need to calm down.
I'm pouting.
Steve-O, there's no Stop need yelling. To yell.
I'm pouting.
There's
you don't need to yell.
Need to yell.
Logan, I don't think you understand. Look, listen, and you have to understand.
The elevator stopped, and the doors opened to reveal some guards. I stared for a minute, then screamed, throwing all the screwdrivers at them. Some of the screwdrivers hit the guards in the head, knocking them out or killing them.
Jeez.
The guards looked confused for a minute or so. I looked at Lex, Scar, and Aja. Well, I said, flustered slightly. They snapped out of the daze and went into action.
Finally! Sheesh!
I heard something behind me, and I looked. My eyes were wide as a dinner plate. It was an alien. Those black, ugly-ass aliens.
Whoa.
That's racist!
I let out a scream, bolting the other way.
Alien! Black hard meats!
Are you announcing your lunch order, Logan?
No, sorry, that was the porn I was looking at right now. Alien black hard meats.
All right, I was wondering whether or not Boar's Head was expanding.
Oh, they're expanding.
In my pants.
I screamed loudly, running down the corridor. I heard an awful screeching sound, then no more.
Oh no, that's just Chalmers dreaming and barking in his sleep.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I slowed down, and I realized how far I was. Damn. I heard some screeching, and I turned to see at least three ugly-ass aliens. I screamed even louder and bolted the way I came from.
If you keep screaming that loud, you're not gonna last more than a week in your new apartment.
No, I'm screeching.
Same thing. I'm sorry. Different thing, same effect on the human eardrums.
I'll just go outside in the middle of Baltimore City to do my yelling then. I'll just be one of the townsfolk.
Yeah, totally normal.
Someone save me! Help, help, help!
I screamed.
It's like I'm in Rockstar's new game right now.
Frailing my arms as my feet pounded against the floor. I skidded to a halt when I saw Lex and them.
Lex!
I screamed. She turned and looked at me. Her eyes went wide. I stiffened with fear, and I slowly turned around. I was face to face with a butt-ugly Martian. Sorry, butt-ugly alien. I screamed loudly and quickly bolted towards them.
Hard meat! Hard meat! Ugly ass hard meat alien!
I've stepped away!
Run away!
The headphones are at least 5 feet from me, and I can still hear him yelling!
Don't tell Steve, but it's because I forgot to put on my pop filter. Put it on now.
I screamed, running behind Aja in fear. Lex, Scar, and Aja all went forward, attacking the ugly-ass aliens. I refused to call them by their real names. To me, they are ugly-ass hard-meat aliens. And that's final! Plus, I can't pronounce their names worth shit.
It's not pronounce.
Pronounce.
Yes.
I couldn't see it for a second there. I heard screeching and silence. I opened my eyes to see that the ugly-ass aliens were dead. I blinked. They must have not been the fully grown smart ones yet.
Don't! I told you, no eating on the show.
But I'm so hungry, Steve.
I know you're so hungry.
Dave, I'm so
you have to...
Steve, I'm so hungry. Sean, I'm so
but
hungry.
But you have to stop for like 5 minutes. Do you eat in your sleep?
While I have never consumed an entire pillow in my sleep, I cannot account for how many millions of spiders and other insects that I have consumed.
Where the hell's that image of how many fucking brass door hinges a human being eats in their sleep?
How come you didn't attack them? Lex asked, peering at me. I stared at her for a minute and yelled,
Are you crazy? I can't kill those things!
Sure, I can handle a few guards here and there.
But come on! Those ugly-ass aliens! Hell to the no!
I thought I was gonna die!
Die!
President Benjamin Harrison's nickname was the Human Iceberg.
Okay.
Sure. Lex just stared at me, then laughed.
Hey, who told you that it was your turn to read?
Because I'm the last one to go.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you you could go.
Oh, too bad, Dad.
I don't have to listen to you.
Sean, you can go.
Am I gonna have to yell?
Sure.
Just fuck it. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, Sean.
I hate you guys.
Yeah, he's not our dad.
I stared at her, insulted. I pouted once more and stomped past all of them, mumbling to myself.
You know, I know where I am. I can just stay there.
Okay.
Fine. What, you didn't want to stay there?
It got lonely.
Oh, sure. Not funny when I'm running around killing the guards, but funny when I'm running around fearing for my life, I mumbled. I could feel angry tears surfacing. I whipped them away quickly and sucked in a breath. No, no, no. I don't need to cry. Crying is for the weak.
That's not true. It's healthy to cry. Sometimes.
A large, muscly guy suddenly dropped right in front of me. I stared for a second before I tried to scream. But he wrapped a large hand around my throat, cutting off my air supply to scream. I gasped for air.
Air! In need of air!
All right, sorry.
Nikki! Lex cried. I kicked my legs back and forth, trying to hit him. Damn it! Tell those two freaks to back off, unless they want her to die, he sneered. Shows what you know, ugly big guy. I reached into my back pocket and pulled out
I thought we had a meeting about this. I don't want hosts insulting one another. We're supposed to, you know, at least pretend to be friends.
Eat poop.
Eat poop, you cat.
I reached in my back pocket and pulled out a small shock collar that my dog was wearing at one point. I forgot that I took it.
Why would you have taken that? That's so weird.
I don't know. Change the batteries? Who knows? What's this? He asked, grabbing for it for me and holding it close to his face. And 3, 2, 1. I pressed a button and it shocked him. He was shocked backwards.
What button? The button is not on the collar.
No, unless it's supposed to be a remote control one. She doesn't make anything clear in this story. He was shocked backwards, falling to the ground. I went tumbling a few feet away. I sat up and shook my head. That's the last time I ever do that, I mumbled to myself. I looked over to see a glass-looking door, and it was the loading dock for the Yautja.
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 Did you hurt yourself?
A little bit.
It's almost like Yamcha.
Oh, that crater.
That apple pie.
It's standing at, "Hey guys, found the ship," I squeaked out. And done!
No, we're not. We still have a lot more to read.
No, I don't know. It's pretty dark. Down.
Neko, joy to the world.
Ba 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 da, ba 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 ba.
Thank you, Val.
You're welcome.
Don't need the sarcasm.
Oh, I scrolled down.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's gonna have get a fun lot one. Of fun with the next page, Val.
Oh,
fun time.
Neko, whatever. Nikki, wait. When did you get back? Neko, last chappy. Nikki raises an eyebrow. Okay.
Review!
Chapter 4. Songs, bangs, and boredom.
Hello, readers!
Yeah, I can hear the echo in your fucking cabin.
Yeah.
You don't need to yell that much.
Hang on. Let me see if I can get an echo of my voice from Val's headphones to you.
I'm not gonna do that.
I was gonna ask, should I take them off or?
Absolutely.
Just tell me when you go.
So I can wake you up?
Before you go-go?
Can you keep reading?
Nikki.
Is tonight what? Just frustrate Steve-O night?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it working?
I didn't realize that David acted as an effective barrier to this on a normal day.
No, usually he's the one who does it.
Yeah, it's usually his job. That's why we have to pitch in.
Son of a...
Yep. Nikki.
What took you so effing long?
I'm at my mom's. My laptop is still under...
Warranty?
Yeah, our laptop is under 13.
Yeah.
Scout is wondering whether or not you actually live in a log cabin.
I do.
A cabin made out of logs or log cabin an empty container of the syrup?
Yes.
I'm like Lincoln. I live in a log cabin.
That's one of the most important things he did. He created Lincoln logs.
Yup.
Did he actually create Lincoln logs?
I don't fucking know.
Because, you know it's not spelled like his name.
No, I know it's not spelled like his name.
Well, how's it spelled then? I really want to know.
Like the car?
No, it is definitely... The car is spelled like the name.
Steve-O, are you being a dum-dum right now?
I am.
Neko, it will be fixed as soon as possible.
Wait a minute! Why? Why is Bill Clinton referred to as the first black president?
Wait, what?
What?
It's on the fucking wiki. Bill Clinton nicknames Bubba, Slick Willie, the Comeback Kid, the Big Dog, and the first black president.
Because he likes jazz and smokes reefer. Too much?
No, unfortunately, bit. I think that might be why. I think that actually might be why they say that.
I thought it smoked cigars.
Also like how Snowflake in Chief is listed under Donald Trump's shit. That makes me happy.
CC! Till then, enjoy yo!
Enjoy yo.
Enjoy yo.
Enjoy yo!
So you just got my brain on a little bit of a trip. You know how when, as kids were growing up, we don't say, like, pooping... We'll say, like, poo-poo, or instead of going to the bathroom, you'll say, like, I'm going sissy or whatever.
What? No.
No, I have never done that. What's wrong with you? I think that might have just been a Jewish thing.
This was kindergarten.
Yeah, you were in Jewish kindergarten.
I was not. I was in regular kindergarten.
Okay, what town were you in?
No, I didn't transfer to the Jewish day school till 7th grade.
You were still raised by Jewish people.
You clearly did not get out of what I said what I meant to impart.
No, I didn't get what you said and impart upon my ass the brand that you've now branded me as part of your livestock, Logan.
That's a weird fantasy you have, bud.
The most would be like, I gotta go potty.
I said to my kindergarten teacher, hey lady, I gotta go take a shit.
That's not what I was going to say.
Hey, lady, I gotta race like a piss horse.
Can you shut up? Who's up next, Val?
No, I still have to finish.
Pretty sure it's David, actually.
All right, let me call him.
Kip.
I do not want to hear from Cramulon today.
I found the ship and we all quickly boarded. Since this is my first time on a flying spacecraft with no seatbelts... Well, I flew all over the place.
Yeah.
Not a really good thing for me, though. Lex, on the other hand, was standing almost perfectly still. Damn space legs! Urgh! I will destroy!
Destroy.
That's what I said, destroy.
I thought you said destroy, not destroy.
No, I said the story.
Oh. And I thought you were going to say damn space lettuce.
Ooh, I can go for some space lettuce right now.
Have you been smoking all the time again?
A little bit.
Just most of the time.
I'm not at work.
It makes the hours go by faster in this isolated, empty container of log cabin syrup that I live in.
Oh, no, it makes it go so much slower. The spacecraft finally broke the Earth's orbit, and we simply stayed in the same position.
Missionary.
Boring. Hey, Lex. Yeah? Can I ask you a question? That was a question. She looked at me and said, sure.
Do you have any gray poupon?
Yeah. Do you have any gray poopin'?
And it's Val's turn.
Val, are you back? Oh, God damn it! Hold on. Now I'm gonna be gone. You two pretend to be friends.
Why do we have to pretend? We are friends.
Yeah. How's work, Logan?
Oh, it's really good. You know, I'm very much enjoying the new job.
That's good. Your place is closer to the job now?
I'm moving on Saturday, actually.
Oh, nice.
I have the day off Monday, and hopefully I can get the cable company to come out and hook me up on Monday. Otherwise, y'all probably won't hear from me next week.
Ooh, that sucks. At least you'll be able to get the show in as well.
I mean, worst case scenario, I'll probably just drive to Steve's house.
Yeah, that's true. Are you much further away from Steve's place now?
A little bit further.
Yay, there we go. I'm back.
I have to see if I get routed a little differently. It might end up being not that much farther, but like the route that I currently take to get home, plus how long it takes me to get to Steve's is definitely longer.
So, 2 hours and 50 minutes instead of 2 hours. Because Maryland traffic.
Traffic?
Yeah, sure.
Traffic.
Yeah, I think traffic works.
All right, Val, it's your turn.
Yay! Okay. How in God's name can you stay standing when I'm flying all over the place? I asked. She blinked at me, then chuckled. I just have really good balance. Hello, puppies.
They're wet.
Yeah. Where's my water bottle?
Shit.
Sorry!
No, don't shit in the water bottle.
Yeah, please don't. She said, causing me to pout. I put an earbud in and I pressed play. My ear was filled with the sweet music of Honey Honey by Vocaloid. Oh. I smiled and I started to sing it. Oh, no.
Fruit salad? Honey Honey?
Oh, sugar, sugar.
Apparently, she put the entire fucking song.
Yes, and this is why I was so happy to see that you got this page.
Honey, kuridayo ne watashi ni. I don't know the song, so I can't really...
It's super racist. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Val, can you read this, but sing it, and instead of singing it like any other song, can you sing it like the Canadian National Anthem?
I don't know if my brain can process it after all the studying and... I've done today.
Just try. Do it for Dutch Ruppersberger, our representative in the House of Representatives.
I could go for burger cookies right now.
Yes, do it for Dutch Rupert's cookie.
Ani kuredayo ne watashi ni. I know melody ma. Kokoro no naka de ibiteru. Ani kimi wa nan demo omu. Omikoshi. Tsukai kai no watashi no kimochi. Warate mo naite mo. Kimi to
I should keep it up this long.
Yes.
How far are you?
That's what I just read. I'm at this one right here.
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Gotta commit to the bit.
I'm trying to remember what was the anthem of the Royal Canadian Sea Cadets.
Here's what you should do. We'll bookend it with the Canadian theme. So for like the last seven
theme?
Or eight lines...
Canadian theme?
Yeah, Canadian theme. Theme of Canada.
Exactly. The theme of Canada. For the last seven or eight lines, you'll do that. But in the meantime, just like in a 90s dance hip-hop pop song, I want you to freestyle. Think Real McCoy, or Two Unlimited, or LaBouche.
I no kotoba, kaomoji takusan tsukai, futari de
itsu. Food a ride?
Yeah, food a ride.
Food a ride.
That's when the food and art takes you for a ride.
Himitsu shimashu ai wo kanjite itai. Kimi ga yobu o ni. Amae kotoba kokoro no buru.
Oh, I thought it said burger in Japanese.
All right, so now...
Burger.
Burger.
Do you know how the song My Country Tis of Thee goes?
No. What the fuck kind of song is that?
My country tis of thee. Sweet my land of liberty.
Kokoro no burugu.
No, I got one.
Shiawase to odoroki de akane ai no. Honey, cute.
Steve-O, you're fucking up my mood.
Can you sing it to the theme of Savage?
I don't remember how Savage goes.
Oh, Savage!
I'm telling you guys, I studied so much today that my brain is like half melted. Because it's relevant to what's coming up this Friday to me. I'm just gonna do it to the American anthem.
The American anthem? You mean Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang. They officially changed it in 1997.
No, the pizza theme from Spider-Man 2.
Fulikuli Fulikula? That is the name of the song.
Yeah.
No, it's Spider-Man 2 pizza theme.
To the top we go, Fulikuli Fulikula.
No, Spider-Man 2 pizza theme is different.
Yeah. It's Spider-Man 2 and it's pizza time. It's Spider-Man 2 and pizza time. Those are the lyrics you're talking about?
Yeah.
Only kimi no koe shika kikoe nai atama no naka ato de ibai.
Don't do this on Friday.
No.
Yorokobi mo kanashimi no wakashi aita onaji kimochi wo kanjite itai.
I'm sorry, Miss Legendre? What country are you emigrating from so I know who we have to ban?
Canada.
There's at least six too many syllables.
No. It's Quebec.
Oh, it's Quebec?
Yeah, it's Quebec.
Futari de imitsu shimashou. I will kanjite itai.
I don't know where I am anymore. Whatever.
Just go to the last line.
And it repeats itself. It's like, shiawase no orodoki de akenai no.
Yeah, it's a song.
Ne watashi ni kimi oshite.
Wait, does it actually say oshite?
Oh shitty, yeah.
Oh shitty.
Now what I want to do is I want to go find a video of like a baseball game where they're standing up for the national anthem and just pipe fucking Bad Touch into the speaker system.
As the song ended, thank God, I smiled to myself. I really love that song. You were really the only one. I giggled to myself and turned off my iPod. I yawned tiredly. Taking out those guards and running away from the aliens made me very tired. I heard a bang.
Bang!
Making me jump 10 feet into the air. Wow.
Impressive.
Who the? What the? When? Where? Why?
The. Just added the at the end of all of it.
Da 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 da.
I'm loving it.
I said, panic lie. Looking around, I didn't see anyone, so I calmed down slightly. The door opened and Lex walked in. She looked up at me and I asked, did you hear that bang? Yeah, that was Scar and Aja, or Aha.
By Steely Dan.
Or the Ben Aha.
Son of a bitch, now I'm getting texted by Bernie!
Pom pom.
Thankfully, I haven't received texts from any other candidates.
Wait, how many candidates did you donate to?
All of them!
Really?
Yes, I even donated to Vermin Supreme, my favorite burrito at Taco Bell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bloomberg, and I'm like...
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
So you're a liar.
He's not a candidate.
Bloomberg is unfortunately a candidate.
He's a dried-out fruit roll-up wrapped around a skeleton.
Who's part of the list of candidates? Unfortunately.
Don't talk bad about him. Like he's a weird, lifeless husk of a person.
Even if he is a weird, lifeless husk of a person?
Yeah.
That was Scar and Aja missing around with the ship. She repiled. Oh, okay. I said, I don't know why this is underlined blue.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll almost close it out.
Halal.
I had changed my clothes. I was now wearing black sweatpants that had pockets. I almost said hot pockets. And a tightish blue tank top. I yawned again and I asked, how much longer till we're wherever we're going? About another hour or so, she said, cleaning her weapon. Ah.
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 To be truthful, I was bored out of my mind. I decided to explore the ship. I looked around, taking in the details. Very alien-like. A lot like Tommy Wiseau. What? That's dumb.
Yeah, that's why he's laughing.
You're dumb.
That's very dumb.
Oh, fuck. I forgot what that pussy do.
My eyes went wide. Oh, fuck. I forgot what that pussy do. My bestie friend in the whole world would never believe where I am right now. She would be so jealous.
Oh, that pussy do.
Yes, she would. I went to the weapons room and I looked around.
Oh, cool weapons.
I took a shuriken off the wall and looked it over. Man, oh man. This is heavy as hell. Well, to me.
And it's huge.
No, it's not. It's huge.
And it's a huge. I heard another bang, making me jump again and dropping the weapon, causing a loud thud. I looked around nervously and quickly put it back up on the wall and bolted out of there.
Like Usain.
I whistled innocently, even though I believed that they knew who it was when they Hold on! I'm gonna try that again. Even though I believe... Okay, that's fine there. That they knew who it was...
Sure, still got me.
When they find out.
Yeah.
All right, now it makes sense. All right.
Really, now it makes sense.
Now it makes sense. I stopped and grinned evilly. Maybe I can find some way to pass the time, which involved the predators. Oh boy, this is going to be fun. But somehow, I know that I'm going to be my ass kicked by them. But that's later. For now, fun time! Onward! Huzzah!
Sure.
And done, my beloved readers.
Oh shit, he's dying.
Yeah.
Neko!
Wafer!
Finally!
Splish! Splash! I was taking a bath! Da-da-da-da! On Saturday night!
Okay.
Neko! The fuck? Nikki, review, please. Sir or madam, if I lived in the same state as you, I may be required by law to forcibly commit you to a psychiatric institution based on these last three sentences. Please make sure you are safe. Sincerely, anonymous reviewer on Archive of Our Own.
Where did that come from?
My brain. Where else?
Oh.
Chapter 5. Random acts of... boredom.
Beware!
Publishing room.
Here I am, my beloved readers!
Assuming she's got more than one.
About damn time you update. Well,
I mean, she does. We're reading.
Yeah,
this
we're
shit.
Four people, so she's got at least...
fuck.
Five.
I'm two people.
No, I'm not two people, baby.
No, you are two people.
No, I am.
No, I'm one and a half right now.
And why did you call Sean baby?
I was talking to you, Steve-O, but...
But I didn't say what Sean said.
Do you have something you're hiding?
Is it Sean's baby? Is Sean the actual baby? Is he a future space baby like Trunks?
Wah, wah, goo goo, gaga. Feed me, daddy.
Don't call me daddy, Sean.
Daddy, 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 daddy.
I mean, you're about to be.
Hey, I was busy with other stories. Nikki is straggling me.
How could you forget to update?
Gagging. Neko, anyway, here's the story. Sorry for the long wait. The other AV stories will be updated today. Review. Has managed to get away.
And all stories will be updated faster now because my dad is getting a new computer!
Of course.
Giving my little sis the one he has now and I'm keeping the old one. Sue.
Yes!
I was currently strapped down to a seat. Why?
Why not?
Because I had someone plugged in my iPod.
What?
All right.
Because I had someone plugged in my iPod.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Which wasn't distorted, thankfully, into the ship and blasted it like I was at a nightclub. I'm highly doubtful this author has ever been to a nightclub before.
What do you know? You've never been to a nightclub.
Oh, I've been to nightclubs before.
Prove it.
I don't have pictures.
Then you haven't.
Do you? Okay, somebody contact the Night Watch and the Inquisition and have them do that thing where they unravel all my brain's memories, but I relive them constantly, so it's like a never-ending nightmare, and maybe that'll prove it to you.
I don't think the thing that you just said is real.
Probably not. Moving on. New computer, iPod. I was playing the most annoying songs known to man.
Ding 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 ding
ding.
No, I was singing Crazy Frog.
I know what you're singing. I'm singing a different annoying song, and Sean and Logan should sing other different annoying songs. You guys suck.
I just don't want to.
The song that I cannot stand the most on the planet is probably Achy Breaky Heart.
Really?
What? That's tame.
No, it's just the song is terrible and I hate it.
That's not true. You couldn't get to the Musashi Gundo opening theme.
I've watched that 3 times now.
Wow, building up an immunity, huh?
Yes, I am.
There's this song that comes on the radio at work that uses, like, air horns as part of its beat. It's really, really bad.
Oh, no.
They took the MLG replay thing and made it an actual genre of music.
Yeah, that's a thing in, like, R&B now.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I know the song you're talking about. Yeah. Oh.
I'm not even sure it's just one. I think it might just be, like, a thing in many songs these days.
It's like instead of the Vuvuzela.
I do like Vuvuzela. The Nom 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 song, Mr. Robedo, the Llama song. And the Barbie Girl song.
The Barbie Girl is fine.
Barbie Girl song's great.
Let's just say, Aha by Steely Dan almost killed me, but thankfully Scar was more mature of the two, though he did try to throw me out of the ship. Luckily, I had Lex on my side. Instead of being annoyed, she was laughing her ass off, but managed to them calm enough to just strap me down, and frankly, I'm bored out of my mind. And with that, we're going to go away and grab our guest. Hello.
Hi.
Let's get started, I guess.
No,
yay!
Are you guys getting a little bit of static now?
Yeah, I was getting a little static.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's because the microphone is being moved.
Yeah, it should be fine, so just don't move it too much. Duct tape it to your hand, and then don't move your hands.
Duct tape your hand to your desk.
Then duct tape your mic to your hand.
Then duct tape your hand to your arm, if it's not already attached.
Duct tape your arm to your body.
Instructions unclear. Dick stuck in hand.
Cassie, do you have the link open for what we're reading right now?
I believe so, yeah.
And I was getting some of the static noise there.
It's getting a little louder, though.
It's because it's intermittent.
Mm.
It sounds like someone is playing Galaga in the back.
It's starting to sound like popcorn to me.
If you want to tape if you want to put it back on your head and just... Ah! Now I'm getting pops and the static. Go back to the first thing where it was on your head. That was the least bad of the solutions.
Honorary Devin.
Now just don't move your head.
And don't put the mic in your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, but like sometimes put the mic in your mouth because it's funny.
Okay, but don't listen to them because they're wrong.
All right.
I will yell.
It's okay, I have a master's degree in being funny, so listen to me.
You were going
to
say I have a master's degree in yelling.
Oh, that too.
I definitely have that.
Are we there yet?
No.
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I will turn this spaceship around.
Steve, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How fast did you drive coming home from Virginia?
Why do you ask?
Because some of those roads, I was going pretty fast on.
I think on whatever the road is that avoids Richmond, it's a speed limit of 70, and I think I went 82 or 83.
Oh, yeah, I know that road.
You went 100?
I did 110 on it.
Holy shit!
And yet, you have an aversion to horns.
I'm just driving safely, just very fast.
If you go any faster and you try to honk your horn, you're gonna go faster than the horn noise.
Why would I ever honk my horn?
Just as a scientific experiment to see how fast you're going.
No, shut up, Scar growled. Are we there yet? No, I told you to shut up, Scar said. What about now?
Are we there yet?
Would you...
No, keep your mouth shut, Sean.
Hey!
Hey, you can't talk to Sean like that.
You know what?
Oh, no!
All right, so you've just been in the boo box.
I didn't leave!
No, you didn't leave. Cassandra was in the boo box. Cassandra, the emergency shower's right over here. We know how bad it is in there. Just turn that on for 13 seconds and then rinse your eyes out for a full minute.
It's okay, I was wearing protection. Are we there yet? No? Pock, he roared. How do I say that? Pock. Pow. Pock.
Pock!
That caused me to shut up for a few minutes or so. I decided to bug Aja. Are we there yet, Aja? He growled slightly. Why are you ignoring me? He looked in my direction, then to Scar, and asked him something in Yauchi.
In Yamcha.
Yep.
Yauchi. Damn it, where's my translator when I need one? Mo. I understood that. It meant no in their language.
Mo.
What?
Mo.
Mo.
Mo, mo, mo.
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 The thing is, this really gets under Logan's skin, so I'm not going to do it. You all can tempt fate if you want.
It's fine. You're going to edit most of this out anyways.
Wonder what Scar is saying no to. Maybe Aja killing me in some way or another.
He's asking if meatloaf is on the menu for lunch.
Mo.
I know you don't like that singer much, but...
Listen, meatloaf fucking slaps. I don't want to hear it.
Oh no, I like meatloaf a lot. Not like that. I'll do anything for him, but not that.
Fuck you, that's so funny. I suddenly got an idea. I began to fake cry. Lex, they're being mean to me. They won't let me play a game with... They won't let play a game with me at all. And Scar yelled at me.
So this 19-year-old is behaving like a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Or a 9-year-old. Yeah.
Do we know any politicians who do things like that?
Unfortunately.
That are also 9-year-olds?
Yes, that are also 9-year-olds.
Lex, somehow seeing that I was faking, Lord know how, began to play along. She gave them both a fake glare, which they thought was real, which is pretty frickin' sweet. They began to look nervous.
Oh, frickin' sweet.
Guys, what did I say about picking on her? She's being annoying and won't shut up like we asked. She raised an eyebrow. Well, whatever you do, accept. She's tied up and bored.
Well, what do you accept?
Cash, credit, Visa, Amex, Discover, PayPal, PayPal Business, and Diners Club.
Money orders.
OnlyFans points. Neo points.
Neopet points.
My free cams, ManyVids, Pornhub, Bitcoin.
Dogecoin.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
Subscribe to us on Patreon.
Also specie, so if you give us gold or silver, we can translate it for you.
Translate?
Yes.
They both gave each other's looks before Aja released me. I flew out of my seat, running out of the cockpit, screaming my head off, yelling,
"Wee!
They're going to kill me!"
Yay!
Let's say I'm on the weirdness scale of 100.
Okay.
That's not being on the weirdness scale, that's just being immature.
Yeah.
And let's say I came back later and sat down on the seat that I was once tied up. Are we there yet? No. How about now? No. Now? No. Are we close? Yes. I looked around. Are we there yet? Yes. Really? No.
Wolfie's next. And Wolfie gets to finish the story and then start the next one.
Yay! Another one!
I pouted, but at least Aja was playing a game.
Wolfie, that's not what you did. You pooted and I left the room because it smelled terrible.
Actually, it was a ploy to get you to leave so I could fap.
While I was in the other room?
Yep.
Great.
No, gross.
Never coming to this Wendy's again.
I pouted, but at least Aja was playing a game with me. Scar was missing in action. I left Lex sleeping in the bedroom. I was hiding in there when she came in. How much longer? About an hour.
I mean, we're supposed to be done in about 45 minutes, but, you know, we can go a little late if we need to.
No, I have class at 10 o'clock. I can't.
Oh, come on. We got stamina for days.
I got nothing all day tomorrow.
Come on!
Are we there yet?
I can't miss this class.
Wait, as in 10 p.m.?
Yeah, 10 p.m.
Oof.
It's an astronomy lab.
Oh.
Ooh.
That sounds fun.
No. All I do is do math inside. It fucking sucks.
I just realized I should probably be doing voices.
No.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Then do it.
How much longer?
About an hour.
But that was hours ago, I whined.
Shut up. You're annoying.
I'm so happy that the chaps released another drawn by the cheat animation.
Hey there, Steve-O. I'm sitting here, I'm animated.
Ah, jeez, that's really great to see here there, Strandspur.
Have you seen my friends, the Dancing Brothers?
You mean Glenn, Mark Bell, and the Killer Dynamo?
Wait, hang on, what were the names again?
Glenn, Mark Bell, and the Killer Dynamo.
What's wrong with the name Mart Bell?
Yeah, what's wrong with the name Mart Boodoom?
I got cut off there, so I can only assume that's what's wrong with the name Martin Lawrence, and I cannot believe that you don't like the Martin show.
I don't know who that is.
It's okay. Anyways, keep going, Woofy.
I pouted. Are we there yet?
No!
He roared, and I bolted out of the room, screaming once again, I was just going to kill me and harvest my organs! Let's just say now, I'm on the scale of freakness now.
No, you're just an immature, sugar-high character in the story.
Me?
Mood? It went from weirdness to freakness. About infinity.
Makes no sense.
This person doesn't know how to get freaky!
I came back later to see Scar there now.
Scar! Brother!
I'm not helping you. I gave you that loan last year, Mufasa, and you squandered it at the racetrack.
Come on, man. You know I'm good for it.
No! You have a problem!
You know I'm good for it!
You deliberately disobeyed me!
I plopped down in Aja's seat and swiveled around, my hands in the air, yelling,
"Wee!" Like I just don't care.
I stopped, very dizzy and slurred.
Are we there yet? In about 10 minutes. You're not lying to me like Aja was, right? No, I'm not. Good. I like you.
You have smoked entirely too much space cabbage.
I mean, I can always smoke more. I'm just really good at playing really
space
dizzy.
Cabbage on the Atari 2600.
I'd play it. He said nothing. I giggled and swiveled around again.
Rude.
Yay!
Come back! All right,
baby, come back.
All right, you're not gonna get to read the next story, which is Shadowrun. If you
okay,
actually, I lied. It's not Shadowrun.
Oh,
we're supposed to be reading the Tamanegi Saga.
Yeah, we're reading the Tamanegi Saga again.
Woo!
You guys remember that, don't you?
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah, the Diccolo pics.
Oh, you posted it in Shame Bucket, so now people are gonna know.
That's okay. They can know.
He's been doing that last couple weeks.
Yeah. He's been not caring.
I've been lazing it up because nobody gives a shit.
Oh, but I kind of do sometime.
Well, you poop multiple times a day.
No.
She's pooping for two.
She is literally not pooping for two.
Is there a shirt that just says, I'm pooping for two?
Can be.
Because I'm going to buy that.
I hope not.
You're going to give it to David?
Healthline.com. Why do I poop so much? 9 causes, treatments, and preventions.
Ugh.
Woofy, since you got a truncated page, you go ahead and read that page. And then since Cassie has to go to class, we'll get you back in immediately afterwards for your second read.
No, I don't want to read that fast. I can't read.
Do I read the big stuff? Just
here, I'll do the Tamanegi Saga by Android 20 Sarah. Disclaimer, I do not own any of the characters, places, likenesses, names mentioned in this fanfiction. The content of this fanfiction is purely fictional and in no way correlates to real people, events, or likeness. This fanfiction takes place after Battle of the Gods, but before Resurrection of F.
Press F through respect.
This fanfic is rated NIC-17, contains mature scenes, violence, and gore. So if you don't like that stuff, please do not read this. There is lots of pregnant sex in this, so if you don't like pregnant sex, you probably shouldn't read it either. I'm very upset that the doctor said we can't have sex for a couple of weeks, Val.
I know.
This is very frustrating. But
You just do it with her butt.
No, I can't have orgasms.
Her placenta is right on the edge of her cervix, and if it ends up covering the cervix, it's guaranteed that she's going to need a C-section. In order to stop that from happening, we want to prevent any physical stress or trauma to that area, which means no strenuous physical exercise, no sex, and above all else, and just imagine Valerie's face when the doctor said this to her, no orgasms.
This is so sad.
I know.
Pray for Valerie.
So sad and pissed.
Press F.
Press F.
For resurrection.
Press F, yeah.
F.
All right, go ahead, Woofy. Now you're up.
Episode 101. A new threat emerges. 7 months have passed since Lord Beerus.
Has passed.
7 months has passed since Lord Beerus crashed Bulma's birthday party.
Kapow.
And battled it out with Goku. The Z Fighters, still on edge from the encounter, can be found training a la across the world. Except for Grohan.
Grohan?
Yep.
Grohan, yes. Because he's a grower, not a shower.
Uh-huh.
How would you know?
I've seen it.
I bleed the fifth.
Don't bleed the fifth.
Sometimes you just gotta bleed your thumb.
Yeah.
Except for Grohan, who is a little preoccupied with his very pregnant...
Get it right.
I'm trying to say it with a straight face.
Pregnanny wife, Videl.
Honestly, the alliteration in that first paragraph was really sick. I really appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gohan was feeling excited because since the pregnancy started, he hasn't been able to have alone time with Videl. But she is now starting to be affected by all the hormones, and he can tell.
No, not hormones.
Hormanes.
Hormans.
Horneal manes. Also, this is totally not how the hormones work.
But she is now starting to be affected by all the hormanes, and she can tell that, and he can tell that soon she will want to get fucked. For now, they had just arrived home from a long day of baby item shopping, and Gohan got a little worried when Videl went straight for the couch.
I mean, she's pregnant. Like, give her slack.
Give her some couch.
You know, since you're pregnant, just like she's pregnant, maybe we should try the stuff that they do in this story.
No.
I can't have sex. I can't have orgasms.
Wait, so you're proposing that you have sex with your wife to boost your power level, and then we all have sex with your wife?
So we can boost our own power levels?
Because that's what happens in the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Dump Truck Shreg is going to shoot a Kamehameha out of my vagina.
Okay, you know, I'm going to go through and I'll edit the parts out that are not fun.
What are you going to tell your kid about this show?
Wait, how are you going to edit the parts out talking about, like, people having sex with me?
I'm going to take scissors to my monitor, thank you. I'm very smart.
Even though it would happen to me in real life?
Wait, why would we take scissors to you, Val?
We gotta cut the umbilical cord.
I guess.
They're shears. They're not scissors. They're medical shears.
Yeet.
Videl let out a breath of air. I am so huge right now. I feel like I have all 7 Namekian Dragon Balls inside me.
Well, that's because you do.
No, she only has 5 of them.
I put them in you while you were sleeping.
That was my wish.
Gwyneth Paltrow Dragon Ball.
If you have all 7 Dragon Balls, you make a wish.
Mm-hmm. I wish to not have all 7 Dragon Balls inside me.
Dragon Ball Vagina Egg. Thank you.
But this only works if the balls are inert.
And don't touch.
Ball.
That too.
Anal beads.
She added jokingly.
I'm sure they exist.
Thanks, Logan.
Yeah. Deviant art.
Well, Gohan started as he sat down.
Found him.
Sat down there. For some reason, that doesn't look right.
It's not there. It's Thyre.
Oh, you're right. Okay. That's right. It's Thyre.
set down Thyre shopping bags on the table. I can't think of anything more we could wish for after this day of shopping. He sheepishly grinned, embarrassed at the number of things that Videl talked him into buying. Videl didn't look amused by Gohan's, not plural, but or not possessive, but plural. So there's more than one Gohan.
English professor, Mr. Woofystein.
Response. So she's getting multiple responses.
All at the same time.
That would be difficult to hear.
Or very loud.
Then her face softened, and she cast her gaze down at the floor?
Yep. Floor.
Yeah, you got it right. You can read English, I think.
Okay. Floor.
Or fjor. If you're, like, Gaelic.
I'm not garlic, sorry.
Before asking, hey, Gohan.
Hey.
I know it's been a while. Gohan.
Hey, Gohan.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Gohan.
Hey, Gohan.
Gohan!
I know it's been a while since, you know.
No, I don't.
We hadn't made love since, well, since this. She gestured at her enormous bump.
No, that's not what that word says.
Oh, you're right. She gestured at her enormous bump. Since this happened.
Our enormous bump. Solidarity.
Yep.
It's a uterus. Not a uterus again.
That was funny the first six times.
Not a uteri. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is.
It was funny to me.
It's also not a UTI.
Devo keeps saying it to me, so it's not funny anymore.
I haven't said it to you in months.
That's not true.
That's impossible.
You told me last week.
Steve-O, it's a uterus, not a uteri.
Val, it's not a unicycle.
When she looked up at him, his face began to violently blush. Oh, well. Oh!
Hi, Mark.
You know, I'm okay with whatever you want.
Oh, no.
I know that it's a difficult time for you, and I
You
wouldn't.
Know, you're preparing for your second bat mitzvah and everything. They're gonna do the chair thing, and it's gonna be for two people, just like you poop for two people. God, this is dumb.
L'chaim.
L'chaim breaks glass over baby bump. No, that's not how it works, Stan!
Oh my god. Yeah, please don't break glass on my stomach over the baby. Especially since you said that if they ever perform a C-section on me, you wouldn't be there.
No, like Woofy, I'd be in the other room masturbating at the Wendy's.
No! I'm so upset.
Wait, why wouldn't you be there for your wife when she's getting a C-section?
Well, if she's getting a C-section right next to a Wendy's, I'd rather be eating Wendy's than watching surgery.
I don't think there's going to be a Wendy's.
And I'll be there for moral support.
I'll be there for you.
I'll be there
Hang on, Steve.
What?
Was the reason you picked that hospital that you picked because there's a Wendy's nearby?
Oh no, they're on to me. I better emit a cloud of noxious amnesia gas.
That's just called a...
For the last time, it's not amnesia gas.
But it sure is noxious. You've got to give me that.
I know that it's a difficult time for you, and I wouldn't want to put any unnecessary stress on you or anything. He nervously placed his hand behind his head and smiled at her.
I mean, depending how big the dick is and how big she's gotten, like, it's gonna squeeze a lot of organs around.
I thought you were gonna say it's gonna squeeze the juice right out of her.
Well, that too.
Again, Videl didn't look amused by the response she was given. Her brows furled?
Pharrell Williams.
Furbied.
Yeah, that works.
Her eyebrows furbied up. And her body became tense all over. She rolled herself up on the couch and marched right up to Gohan,
and forcibly grabbed his arm.
Whoa, Videl! What are you okay?
Gohan said in surprise. Okay, that for some reason, surprise did not look right.
It's not. They're missing an R.
It's still pronounced surprise, though.
Surprise.
Yeah.
All right, so it is now 9:04, so Cassie, you are going to go next again.
I don't have to read again. It's all good. I'm just here for the goof.
Are you sure?
I'm super sure.
We want you to read.
I like have dyslexia. I can't read.
All right. So you're up next, Logan.
God damn it.
What, did you start a game of Dota or something?
No, I'm not David.
Wait, let's play Dota.
I was just tabbed out looking at stuff.
Was it more anal bees?
No, it was Cookie Clicker.
Bedell remained silent as she dragged him to their bedroom. She threw Gohan down on the bed, and he looked up at her with an odd mixture of both fear and wonderment. The forcefulness that Fidel threw him down on the bed reminded him of training they often had before she was pregnant, and embarrassingly, he instantly started to become hard.
I'm going to edit this to be Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers and Preg.
No.
Why? There's nothing wrong with a woman roughly handling her man.
Oh, I didn't say there's anything wrong. It's just the internet has ruined my brain. And I want Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers to be doing these actions.
No.
You know, I'm going to bring this up again. We could have read a Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes impreg fic instead of that garbage we read, but you said no.
I mean, we can still read the Bucky Barnes impreg fic.
We could have read the line, no, you're not going to fuck the dog. The dog's going to fuck you. But you said no.
No, we just have a Dodge Caravan.
I'm also still saying no.
Man, I have not seen a Dodge Caravan in real life since that day. I'm glad of it.
Back to the fic, would Gohan be scare-roused?
Yeah. She wants Snoo Snoo.
Yeah, it's more Snoo Snoo. It's not so more scared.
Death by crushed pelvis, got it.
Yeah.
Videl began.
God.
Videl began.
Sure can.
Peel her clothes off, revealing her dairy milk skin.
And her milk junkies.
Yep.
What the fuck?
She looks straight at Gohan. With fire in her eyes.
And fire in her crotch.
Fire in the disco.
Fire at the Taco Bell.
No, I need that.
And forcefully stated, you're going to fuck me, Gohan. Gohan stared back at her. The firstness in her eyes was filling him drunk.
I think this person was drunk when they wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
One of his favorite things is for Videl to bring all the aggression from training.
And boys to the yard.
Yep.
Her dairy milk skin bring all the boys to the yard.
And they're like, I gotta get more power levels, so I'm gonna totally bang that.
Yeah.
And sparring into the bedroom. He loved nothing more than to be on the receiving end of her sexual desires, taking in whatever her appetite begged for. The more he thought about it, the more his member began to strain tightly against his pants.
Fanfic writers, stop saying member challenge.
They lasted all of 3 minutes.
Every single word is bad. What would you prefer?
Well, member is just so overused and boring at this point. Like, you can think of something else stupid to say. Like,
yeah, it's like a safe classic, like very vanilla.
Yeah, but like, what would you prefer?
Anything but member, honestly. I have PTSD from reading Sonic.
The old one-eye monster.
So I'm going to start calling male genitals their disposable cutlery. I hope that makes you happier.
It's not disposable.
It depends what you do with it.
No, it doesn't.
I'm going to dispose of mine, if you know what I mean.
Lorena Bobbitt would seem to disagree with you.
I don't know who that is.
You're too young for that.
Oh, wait. Bobbitt, that name sounds... Is that the lady who bit off that dude's dick?
No, she cut it off and threw it away on the interstate.
Yep.
Whatever.
You're trying to tell me that this isn't a zombie outbreak. You're not helping me by alleging people are biting dicks off now.
Videl was now completely naked in front of him.
He hadn't really noticed just how pregnant she was until she no longer had those pesky clothes to hit under.
She was 350% pregnant.
Everyone asks why is pregnant and R is pregnant, but no one asks how is pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
How are you, Val?
I'm doing okay. What I wonder is, though, how little does he spend time with his wife that he never sees her naked?
Some repressed culture, Val.
I don't
care. It is Japan.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, she's Japanese. That's why she has white milk skin.
I thought that's because she just, injected white power milk into her skin. Wow, that came out a lot worse than I imagined.
Yay!
White power milk, huh?
Yeah, you remember that shit, don't you?
Yes, I remember the white power milk, the fucking...
Did you ever get your order?
No, why would I have ever sent money to Nazis?
That's a good point.
I think a Nazi stole my credit card the other day.
Well, fuck the Nazis. But don't fuck them, because they don't deserve any pleasure.
No.
All right, anyways. Her bump expanded almost comically out from under her breasts and curved perfectly into her pelvis.
Perfectly?
Perfectly.
It's inflation fetish.
Just because you have bad internet doesn't mean I'm reading it weird.
I can't hear you with all the shit in my ears again.
Yeah, get the shit out of your ears.
Our ears are not so different, you and I.
He was taken aback for a moment, thinking about the life he had helped create that had now saturated her so fully that she looked like she might pop.
Saturated?
Yeah, and then they turned up the brightness and turned up the contrast.
And he was getting ready to fill her a bit more. Videl leaned over Gohan on the bed and attempted to unbutton his shirt, but her bump was so large that it simply pressed against his erection, tightly pushing against his pants to be freed. Videl was struggling with the buttons, so Gohan sat her up on his legs, and he took care of the rest. He flung his shirt out on the floor and undid the buckle in his pants before looking to Videl for the next move. She lifted herself up and slid his pants off, along with his underware, so the two were both naked on top of the sheets.
Man, I fucking hate underware bras.
Yeah.
As soon as Videl removed Gohan's underware, his member sprung up and stiffened. Videl took his moment to take it in. It had been so many months since she had seen him so rock hard. His penis towered there at a solid 9 inches, but with a very pleasurable sized girth. He is half Saiyan, you know. Not sure what that means. His veins bulged up his shaft, leading to his smooth, glossy head soaked in pre-cum. Videl was instantly drawn to it like a moth.
Like a moth!
Like a moth!
Yeah.
Give lamp, brother. Give lamp.
Why did that break me?
And leaned into with her face. She began to run her tongue up and down the length of it, making sure to get everything very wet and stimulated. Videl wasn't convinced that Gohan was as rock hard as he could be, and decided to try and give him some help.
So she stuffed his dick full of more rocks.
I think you can be harder for me, Gohan.
Like a moth.
She said with an almost evil grin.
Here, put this geode in your urethra.
I mean, it's only like the equivalent of the jade egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're up now, Sean.
And she pushed Gohan's member into her mouth and began rhythmically sucking on it. She would force the shaft deeper and deeper into her mouth with each pump up and down. Eventually, she reached her gag reflex, but with all the training they had done together, powering through a simple gag reflex was nothing.
That's not how it works, but okay.
She passed it and began to deep throat him, taking his full length into her mouth.
She ended up with a B minus.
Gohan let out a pleasurable moan of surprise.
Isn't that Pokemon?
Oh.
Yes.
Yep. So it would be more like, ooh!
We're not all Muppet Val.
Yes, you all are. You do this every week. You are all definitively Muppet Val by now.
As she reached the bottom of the shaft with her lips, Videl could feel his penis grow even harder and wider with the arousal she was giving. She removed it from her mouth and examined its state. Gohan's penis was now at least increased in girth by a third, and at least a whole inch longer.
You're big, but not as big as the giving tree was.
Fuck you.
A look of satisfaction grew over her face.
Only satisfaction?
Yeah, because otherwise you can't get any.
Videl began to crawl on top of Gohan, but her bump made it difficult. Gohan could see the look of frustration overcome the satisfaction that once took her face. It took her face off.
Face off? That was such a weird movie.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Have you ever seen Face Off?
When did it come out?
Long time.
Early 2000s.
I thought it was 96.
Yeah, late 90s.
Oh, that early?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
That's when I was born.
97, I was 1 year off.
It's a movie where you have John Travolta act as Nicolas Cage and Nicolas Cage act as Travolta.
Weird.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
He could also see that she was now dripping arousal fluids from her swollen pussy lips.
Yeah, I have to go check your arousal fluids and your oil is pretty low and it's going to come with $150.
Oh, come on. I don't have that right now. Can I get like a Groupon or something?
I'm going to top off your gruel levels.
Last time I got my oil changed, I swear to God, this guy was doing so much Adderall. I couldn't handle it.
I mean, if they were on the ceiling, that's a dead giveaway.
He was trying to sell me so many things, and he was staring into my eyes and...
That's his second job. His first job is at GameStop.
Yeah, that's where he gets the Adderall.
Did he ask you for your phone?
No. No.
Did you give him your phone?
No, but he changed my transmission fluid, and that's... Yes.
Did he ask you if you wanted to get a gameplay protection plan on your muffler?
Gohan could hardly contain himself. His member was throbbing to be inside her, and he couldn't wait any longer.
There are more words than member. Fucking stop it.
Gohan flipped Videl over so that she was on her hands and knees.
Like a pancake.
Yeah.
Or a crepe.
With her swollen belly nearly resting on the bed in between them.
Like a souffle.
Don't pop it. Don't bop it, pull it, or twist it either.
Gohan came up behind her, and instead of grabbing her hips, he gently hugged her swollen belly in his arms.
It popped.
He noticed that whenever he touched it, Videl's labias would begin to throb and glisten in wetness.
That's not how it works.
Gohan took his bare cock and massaged it around the outside of her vagina.
Why does he have a bear cock?
Because he's part Saiyan.
Oh, no, I thought he, like, picked it off the shelf or something.
What?
You know, like, how people taxidermy animals and they'll put them up on the wall? It's like, oh, you've got a nice stuffed bear cock over there.
Do you think bears would fit on a shelf?
I think bear cocks would.
How big are bear cocks?
How big is a bear cock? Yeah, it's science time! Big.
Yay!
Science
penis.
Less than 10 inches.
9.1 inches!
Hey!
I was so right.
Wow.
Yeah, but they got... Most of that's penis bone.
Yeah.
Damn, polar bears typically weigh around 1,100 pounds, but their penises are only 7.3 inches.
And they also break very easily.
No, their penis bones are that long.
I'm sorry, did you say penis bones?
Yes, actually, penile bones are very common in mammals.
Yeah.
And why don't we have any?
Because we're just fucking better.
Because we're weird. Welcome to the Science Adjacent Podcast with Friday Night Fan Fiction guest
I wonder
stars.
If the additional brain smartness that we have is because the penis bones migrated from our dick to our brain.
It's actually because we're dying.
The brain bone?
Yeah, now we have brain bones.
Is that why they say you think with your penis?
We all think with our penis bones that don't exist.
Yeah, I don't have one, so I... No?
I'm gonna go with a no on that one.
You have a really, really tiny one.
You have vagina bones.
Goddamn censoring vagina bones again.
I know, right? Goddamn.
Penis bone transplant.
Hey, you can have mine.
Oh, great! Just what I wanted to see. A slice-through diagram of a male scrotum, and in the top left-hand corner, Johns Hopkins Medicine.
Yeah. Fucking send that shit to me. I need it.
Open it up in your browser and tell me, wow, this is what I expected to see. First ever penis and scrotum transplant makes history at Johns Hopkins.
Oh, awesome. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's just an image.
This is a scientific image.
Oh, come on.
This is just textbook picture.
Yeah, scroll down to the actual fucking attachment to recipient YouTube showing the penis.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
That was very funny.
That's actually pretty funny.
I wish this guy was T-posing. Holy shit.
He's P-posing.
Guys, scroll all the way down for all the surgeons who worked on this and then the body just laying there.
I know, right?
It would have been better if somebody put a stick under there to show the erection.
No. It would have been better if they didn't take it while they were in the room.
Or unconscious.
It's a dummy.
Yeah, it's a dummy.
You can see the joint on the ankle.
No, that's their life alert bracelet.
On their ankle?
Yeah.
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 Maybe they don't have arms, Steve.
Oh, great. Down in the comments, the first one says, please contact with me. I need your help.
Yeah, there are two bots that just say that, like the first and the third answer. And then the second says, thanks for a response.
We are optimistic you will regain near normal urinary and sexual functions.
Near normal is a very relative term.
Yeah, it'll pee sideways, but it'll be all right.
No. Yeah. Your penis will get erect, but it'll only get erect 70%, so it'll look like an L. No, I'm sorry. It'll look like a faucet.
It'll look like a Bigfoot penis.
His face looks like someone used a blur tool.
Kinda, yeah.
He does look pretty makeup.
Can we please read?
No.
I have 7 minutes.
Then he started to rub her round belly and would feel the lips pulsing on the tip of his cock.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
Videl began to shudder. Please, Gohan. I can't stand it any longer.
So I'm gonna sit down.
I need to get fucked hard! Without hesitation, Gohan plunged his solid glistening cock into her. He could feel how tight she was. It had been so long. He started fucking her hard, harder than he had done in the past. At first, he was worried he might be hurting her, but she kept begging for it to be rougher and harder. Gohan obliged and began thrusting her harder. So hard, his ki started to form around him.
Oh,
Gohan, I need you to go
one step beyond
super. She trailed off. Gohan knew what she meant, and sick with desire to make her come, he didn't give it a second thought.
He sneezed all over.
Achoo.
Go ahead, Woofy. Breeze through it. I won't say a word.
Are
you a betting man?
Yeah, I'll bet the next round of Korean barbecue.
You just fucking said a word. Got him!
No! He wasn't reading. Doesn't count.
Gohan began as he was powering up.
No.
Swiftly, his hair began to stand on end and glow golden. His eyes began to shift blue. Ki pulsated around him, and he achieved Super Saiyan during penetration.
Super Saiyan lesbian.
That's me.
Yep.
Oh, God!
Ow.
You okay?
Did you just break some glass in your apartment?
I need to drink water.
Oh, God! It feels like you're feeling every part of me full.
She panted to him. Pleased with himself, Gohan got right back to fucking her as hard as he could. With each thrust, his balls would slap hard against her clitoris, causing her to moan in arousal. The harder he fucked her, he began to notice something. Syntax.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Oh wait, wrong song.
It was like a weird way of sensing ki. It seemed that the deeper he was inside her, he could feel a sort of ki force on the tip of his penis.
The harder he thrusted and the more he felt the force, he felt himself become charged with even more power. He wasn't sure what this meant, but for now, he didn't care. He had some hard fucking to do. It had been years since Gohan was able to achieve?
Yeah.
Sure.
Achieve.
Ascended Super Saiyan, but all the power he had gained from the key force touching, but all of the power he had gained from the key force touching the tip of his penis, he somehow felt that he could do it.
So wait, he's touching the tip of his penis while it's in her? Okay.
To be fair, I'm always touching every part of my body.
Solo says, he grunted to Videl. I can go to the next level. I want you to come extra hard on my penis.
Plus ultra.
Oh, yes! Go to the next level! Videl shouted with...
In Mario!
With urgency?
No, not urgency.
Urgency?
Yeah!
Gohan had to be still for a moment so he could concentrate. Consent.
That's correct.
Yeah, that is concentrate.
Yeah, it's just concentrate.
It didn't look right. He left his penis inside her and began focusing his ki.
Shit, I forgot my penis again.
Just attached.
I was too focused on doing my kamehameha on my wife's womb.
I'm a charging my laser.
Yeah, there are two sets of lips down there.
Oh fuck, you're right. Videl could feel his cock beginning to swell inside her even more as he increased his power. The vibrations from him raising his power level began vibrating her clitoris. Gohan could feel the vibrations from him raising his power level began vibrating her clitoris. Gohan could feel the walls of her vagina tighten around his pulsing cock. She was close. With a
she
burst-
was very close. She was right next to him.
Yeah, he was inside her. Like,
right?
In a way, they're taking up the same space.
Yeah, partially.
Like the Philadelphia experiment.
Aww.
With a burst of energy, Gohan ascended to Super Saiyan 2. And began to fuck Videl even harder. His balls were slapping against Videl's plural, not possessive, clitoris?
Yeah, clitoris. Or clitoris.
Clitoris. His balls were slapping against Videl's clitoris with such oomph that each time Videl let out a breathy moan. Go on. That choked me. Go on. Was close to orgasm, but so was Videl. To help her reach over the edge, he used one hand to caress her swollen belly, and the other to key vibrate her clitoris.
So if he keeps rubbing the belly, does a genie come out?
Something will come out, eventually.
Videl started to get really vocal. So Gohan knew it now all she needed was one last hard fucking. Gohan quickened his pace, fucking her even harder. Her vagina began contracting forcefully on Gohan's plural cock.
Mm-hmm.
The sensation began to send him close to the edge.
And he's about to break.
And because of that, the dogs just both looked at me and their face like, really?
And then he felt the key again. This time, the mysterious key force encompassed his entire length, sending him straight to orgasm. He started pumping rope after rope of glowing Super Saiyan cum deep inside her. Gohan was surprised that his orgasm was taking so long. His hard cock was pumping cum into her and for at least 5 minutes before it finally stopped.
He turned into a raisin.
He's super dehydrated now.
Yeah, he just like expelled every fluid out of his body in the form of semen.
Yeah, you know, as you do.
He needs to have a Powerade.
It had felt like almost an entire quart of seaman, or of seman, had left his body.
Oh, thank God I can talk again. Okay.
What was stopping you from talking?
Himself.
He said he wasn't going to.
I said I wasn't going to talk at all during his reading, remember?
He was just rubbing one out.
Yeah, but you talked at the very beginning, so you instantly...
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
That is not how it works. I said I wasn't going to talk during his reading, and he wasn't reading.
That is how it works. I got you.
It's okay. He just had to go to the other room to fab.
That's not how it
but
works.
But is it okay?
Goodbye, Cassie.
Bye-bye, Cassie.
Bye, I love you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Later.
It's not OCAD. All right, time for the Patreon list. Also, thank you, Cassie, who's no longer here, and thank you, Woofy, for being guests on the show. Yeah. Oh, God. Thank you very much to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon, Corbett, Alternate Universe G Gundam Watching Sean.
What?
Disambiguity. Discuss. Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Mana, Matthew J, Richard Pryor, 17 Goats feeling each other up in the same elevator as you, and the Waffle. And a super special thanks to our Bullguy beneficiaries.
You mean Super Saiyan thanks?
Yes, Super Saiyan thanks. Advent Dawn, Boom, I Put It in the Hoop Like Slam. Evan Baumel, Miri, Sarah for the win. And Wage.
Yay!
Boom! Yeah.
So are we done?
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.